It's 8:24. That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. Total Information AM on KMOX. The U.S. Commerce Department doesn't want your internet-connected vehicles connected to China or Russia. Let's find out more from Bloomberg's Alicia Diaz. Alicia, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it. The U.S. Commerce Department and not wanting internet-connected vehicles connected to China.
Correct. So this is a new initiative announced yesterday, and it is specifically for on-road vehicles, so trucks, anything that goes on like the typical streets, but not necessarily agriculture vehicles or tractors, et cetera, and will be specifically for software and hardware for connected vehicles, which connect to Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or have some sort of external connection outside of the vehicle.
Alicia, what are the specific concerns with that hardware and software?
So what officials are saying is that this has the potential to be hacked, and cars nowadays, you know, take in so much personal data through their cameras, and, you know, some have microphones built in and GPS, and they're framing this as a national security potential threat. And of course, a lot of cars right now don't necessarily have Chinese software. So this is largely a preventative measure, and it'll go into effect for cars modeled 2027 for the software and cars modeled 2030 for the hardware. But it is, you know, another one of the Biden administration's quote unquote tough on China stances, and ensuring that in the future.
How many vehicles could this potentially impact, Alicia?
So this is a lot of these newer vehicles have this software intact, especially, you know, these newer models. And so the understanding is any newly produced car would be under this umbrella ban. So in theory, it is very sweeping. But again, it is largely preventative. Most do not already have this Chinese-made software or hardware parts. But going forward, it's putting these limits in place.
It's Bloomberg's Alicia Diaz. Thank you very much for the information. We appreciate it.
Thank you.